Blog Talk Radio.
We used to just play follow the leader. The leader said lift your hands, you just lift your hands. And the leader said clap, clap. The leader said sway, you sway. But you get to a point beyond the veil where your worship is for real. Candace is going to come and Bishop Gordon is going to jump in here a little bit. We're going to leave here tonight worshiping the Lord. How many know if he never does anything else, he's already done enough. He's worthy of all the worship because of who he is. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He says, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. God, I thank you. God, I bless you. God, I celebrate you. God, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Let's worship him. We worship you, oh God. You are a great God, an awesome God, a wonderful God, a marvelous God. You are a God who fulfills your promises. You answer our prayers, God. You meet our needs, oh God, and you show up in unexpected moments and times, oh God, and we bless you. We reverence you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless you all for joining me tonight on this episode of Tequila Worship, where his glory covers the heavens and his earth is filled with his praise. If you are in the earth and you are filled with his praise, let the praises go forth. Let the praises go up. But truly, 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 God is worthy of our praise and worthy of our worship. I am just so excited. I am so filled with a wonderful week. Amen. It's been a wonderful, an awesome week, a marvelous week. God has provided for the blessed on top of regular and expected blessings. He's done wonderful things and marvelous things, and all I got to say is this is for seven. This phrase is all about seven. God, I bless you. Oh my God, oh my God, you're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. You are marvelous. God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have got to tell you, I don't even know if I can tell it. I really don't even have time to tell it. But all I can say is, yeah, sometimes when you don't feel fruit, don't feel success, don't feel productive, because God is not so. God says that you are fruitful, you are productive. God shows up. I am just so grateful. I thank God for taking fear and worry and doubt and sadness and shame and just throwing it out the window. I thank God for healing all kind of negativity and toxicity and casting it aside. And I thank God for just empowering us. This is my blessing. Empowering me, lifting me up, blessing me, encouraging me, answering prayers and meeting needs and confirming some things. All this just in this week, not even 7 days ago, just this week, God has blessed. I just thank him. So I know normally we do a time of meditation in his word, and I may provide some of that tonight, but I really, really just want to worship him tonight. I just want to lift up a praise. I want to set an atmosphere where we can glorify him on this evening, and I invite you to join me in this experience tonight, and I just pray that you let the Holy Spirit do what he's going to do. I pray that you go where the Spirit of the Lord goes on this evening, and so let us just start with a word of prayer. I know we started with worship. I started with worship. I don't know about y'all, and I'm so excited. So, Lord God, I bless you, and we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for fruitfulness. We praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for giving ability inside of our perceived inabilities, God. I thank you, and we thank you in the name of Jesus for being so loving and so kind, for being so faithful, Lord God, and true. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping your promises. Thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord God, for showing up in unexpected moments. Thank you, Lord God, for being there in the darkness. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for never leaving, never forsaking. Thank you, oh God, that when we wanted to quit, oh God, we have your spirit that keeps us going on. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will do, Lord God, in minutes, Lord God, what it takes decades for others to do. And God, we just praise you and honor you in the name of Jesus. You are a wonderful God, an awesome God, and we love you and we bless you. And thank you, God. We take this time this evening of Tehillah worship to just glorify and magnify thy name in the name of Jesus. And so I invite each and every one of you all to join me on this evening and go where the Spirit of the Lord takes us. This is Tehillah worship.
Come on, lift your hands in the
Let
presence
us
of the Lord
tonight.
Come on, I can feel him in the room. Somebody lift up a shout in this room. Come on, let me hear a sound. He's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting. Come on, raise it, raise it. Oh, 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 oh.
Send another wave of glory. Send another wave of glory. Send another wave of glory, Lord. Oh. Lift your hands and tell the Lord.
that sanctuary. Start telling the Lord, show me your glory. Oh, I can't hear the church. I can't hear the believers. Lord, show me your glory. When the glory comes, joy will come. When the glory comes, healing will come. When the glory comes, deliverance will come. Everything God is wrapped up in His glory. I need you to grab a neighbor's hand and just stand leaping and say, show us your glory, Lord. Oh, come on, church. Show us. Lord, show us your glory. Lord, show us your glory. Lord, show us your glory. Oh, I can't find the church. I got to find the real church now. I got to pull the remnant out. I want you to grab another neighbor's hand and tell them, let me help you leave, because I'm getting ready for the glory of God.
Listen. Oh, my goodness. Listen, 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 listen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't even say everything that I'm feeling right now. I can't even say it. But God, I bless you. God, I thank you. And I believe you are making more things happen in the earth, making more things happen even in this moment. And so, God, I just bless you for breakthrough. I bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the move of God that is taking place in someone's life. God, I praise you in the name of Jesus for just opening doors, oh God, and making ways out of no way. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for being their deliverer, oh God. Thank you in the name of Jesus for showing up, Lord God. Thank you for God being so sweet and wonderful to them, oh God, and yet at the same time, oh God, being a God of vengeance against every one of their enemies. Thank you, Lord God, for making us and making them, Lord God, making that man, that woman, Lord God, more than a conqueror, God. Thank you for defeating each and every one of their enemies. Thank you, oh God, for bringing them out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for setting us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that when we say we're blood bought, oh God, that's purchased, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without any regret or repentance, purchased, oh Heavenly Father, never to be sold in bondage again, purchased by His blood, God, that we might be free, and that, oh, complete, oh God, and I thank you. And I bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm just feeling some kind of way tonight. I just want to keep on just setting an atmosphere of worship and intimacy with our holy God. And so I just invite you to continue down this path with me. Take this ride with me in worship. Don't mind. So I just bless you. I thank you for joining me on this episode of Tehillah Worship. And I pray that you'll be blessed. Because I hope to be blessed continually. Did you know? Let us just go and worship on this night.
500 people at least.
In Jesus' name, this is the worship.
That were told by Jesus to wait until the promised Holy Spirit came. But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight there's a remnant of people who know that they need him more than anything else, that have a singular focus, that if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation, and I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment? wanted to know tonight that desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound.
Thank you.
everything I need. This simple declaration will change your life if you get it. Come on, say it again. Say, Jesus. If I'm sick in my body, he's the healer, everything I need. If I need salvation, breakthrough, redemption, whatever it is that I need, when Jesus is here, everything that I need, it's right here. And when Jesus is in the room, there's only one thing to do. That's worship. Come on, Isaiah, throw up your hands and lift up
A joyful noise unto God, all ye land. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name. Selah.
Everything changes, darkness starts to tremble at the light that brings. When you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at the feet and worship. Oh, we worship.
save it anymore. You might as well break open an alabaster box. Every ounce of worship that you've been saving, every ounce of worship that you've been saving,
yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, I give it all. We love you, and I can't get enough. Well, I want to come to the end. I need to come to the end of this episode of Tehillah Worship, and I promise you all I could keep going. I promise you I can, but I'm going to call it a night, and that kind of sounds all unprofessional and stuff. And I try to do ministry professionally. But I have enjoyed myself on this evening. Took a tangent, if you will. But I invite you all to come back next week. And I pray that you were blessed by tonight's episode of Tehillah Worship. And so I bid you adieu with these final words. The word of God says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." I pray that you all have a blessed week. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord be with you, and I know that he will. So I pray that you are attentive to his presence and respond to his unctioning at every moment. I pray that your angels are on guard and are encamped round about you, protecting you from danger seen and unseen. And I pray that you walk in the healing, the deliverance, and the victory that the blood of Christ has afforded you. Thank you for joining me tonight on Tehillah Worship. God bless you. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you. Good night.